wonderful is his glory, name, and with the same gracious name of the Lord. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways, how wonderful is his glory, name, and with the same gracious name of the Lord.
Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to this question, why don't Christians protest and make threats when the Bible is burned or otherwise desecrated? Pastor Otero will continue the series on the book of Revelation. He'll be teaching at the 5:00 service this afternoon from Revelation chapter 19. The Ladies Bible Study Group will meet tomorrow, Monday the 13th at 7 p.m. here at the church. And if you have any questions regarding the Ladies Bible Study, please see Mrs. Otero. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 135, verse 3. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. We will be singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 73, May Jesus Christ Be Praised.
Jesus Christ, be praised.
Will you please stand now as we sing hymn number 367, His Way With Thee.
Get 403 in our hymn books, and we've seen it standing. That's a good exercise for you. Anyway, your blood will circulate at a higher speed than when you are sitting. All right, here it is, 403. Stand just a little more for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name who is the only high priest that we know in this world, the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, that the Bible tells us that as a high priest, he was tested in everything, but he passed the test. And now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. And so, Father, in fulfillment of the commandment of Jesus to go and make disciples, we open the door of this church again to praise your name first, to read your Holy Scripture, the basis of our life, and then to analyze your Scripture and to look upon them and see the admonition, the encouragement that God brings into our life. Lord, we are grateful that not only us we do that, but many other churches in this town and other towns, and we pray for their pastors and for their fellowship that they too may bring Christ Jesus and the Word of God into their congregation. Father, we pray for our missionaries too, Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, David and Denise Rhodes as they reschedule their life and very soon leaving Papua New Guinea to start a new life here in America. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Martha Ferretti in Buenos Aires, Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, and we pray for Brother Dante as he is under medical attention. Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. The South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy. The Christian Athletic Association in San Jose. Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Motorsport Ministry. And then Father Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center. Thank you, Lord, for providing for us all these missions that little by little were added to our church. And we have a little part in their life, and they are spreading the gospel in their own field and in their own circumstances. We are grateful, Lord, for your care upon some of our members, for Ann Peretto and for Mildred, the surgery ahead. And I pray for my brother in Argentina. He was brought to the hospital with urgency. He's 6 years younger than me. He's 68 and with very hard condition. And Father, I pray for him that they may find the proper medicine to bring him into balance. And I'm thankful, Father, for myself. Even though I'm not all the way there, medicine has all kinds of effects. At least my heart is under control and regulating and working under the proper condition. And I thank you, Father. Now, Lord, we pray that, the mission of our church to enable people to know you better. And as a result of that, to go into the highways of life and invite others to come into the kingdom and be fulfilled even today. We pray also for those who are listening over the internet, New York, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Texas, Southern California, Northern California, Florida. Lord, thank you for those people who write to us and participate in our church extension membership. And we thank you for them also in the radio, in Soquel, in Santa Cruz, and the Highway 5, everywhere the radio goes, KKMC. They are listening, and they send letters, emails. And also, Father, I'm thankful for the contribution these people made to our church. About 20% of our offering come from the people who listen and are responsible in their life, and they share their life with us. And I am so glad, Father, and I'm praying that they will be able to do every Sunday the same as well, because they are part of our church. I'm also grateful for our congregation and for their support and for keeping their balance of our church in the proper place, so that we can say that we are the children of God and God is providing for us. Thank you for the sacrifice these people made in provision. And Lord, I want to thank you that the church unanimously last Sunday approved to purchase the other church here in town. And Lord, we pray that this is your will, that you move us from this location to the middle of the town location. Father, you will enable us to do so. We just follow the indications of our heart, but we want your indication, and we want your direction, and we want your pleasure, so that we can honor you and we can be a more effective people in the ministry. Thank you, Lord, for your people again, and thank you for their offering. Bless the offering and bless the giver. In the name of Jesus, our Lord, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Luke? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1132. We will be reading Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 14. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 14. And he said also unto his disciples, There was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, What shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, How much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then said he to another, And how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, Take thy bill and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have given us the scriptures upon which we rely because it's your very word. It is by your grace that we believe you, even as Abraham believed you. We thank you that you have taught us that our treasure is not of this world, which is passing away, but rather in the kingdom gospel, which brings sinners to salvation. We thank you for blessing us now with temporal and spiritual resources. Help us to use them according to your word, that so others may come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. We pray now that you would bless your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel O'Carroll, as he comes to teach the words of life from the scriptures. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD that we may conduct our lives according to the great truths found in your word. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?